Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video for actors. Each week, we provide practical, useful information to advance your craft and your career in the business of show. And now, here's your host, casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Everyone seems to have a New Year's resolution. From podcast to TV news shows, they are either reflecting on how awful last year was, or pushing things to look forward to for next year. We usually decide this is a way of putting to bed the past and finding hope for the future. This is also an opportunity to set goals for ourselves. It can be personal objectives like losing weight or being a kinder person, or then goals can actually be business career declarations like I will be more successful. Sometimes you can hear that from actors during New Year's Eve celebrations. Are you one of those? Well, it's not a bad thing to set goals. It might be more productive, though, to reframe the resolution into a practical question. Here's one. Are you open for business? Simple questions are sometimes worth investigating. Like on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Have a question or comment for Jeffrey? It's easy. Just email us at castingactorscast, all one word, at gmail.com or the website castingactorscast.com.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. I'm looking forward to today's episode, literally looking for the answer to the question, are you open for business? This is the beginning of a new year, and it has really been a crazy time with the new COVID variant now out there, and people are really struggling. And so being able to set your focus on something like your career may seem contrary to what you want to do, but actually, I think it's really healthy. It's a good diversion from the day-to-day that we're dealing with. But first, this is that moment of the episode where I get to say simply thank you. Thank you for making this a successful podcast. These podcast videos continue to grow exponentially. I continue to get really wonderful notes from actors from all over the world who are commenting on how much they're getting out of these episodes, and I could not be more grateful. Here's a shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Guess what? All of their classes are online. Yeah, you can take all kinds of workshops, intensives, all from industry professionals. So hello to my friends at Actors Connection. You gotta check them out. Great, thank you for that. Hey, listen, if you want more information about the podcast, the Podios, you can go to castingactorscast.com. There's a form there that says dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, that's going to open up a whole bunch of freebies for you. One is a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. That's absolutely free of charge. Also in that same area is Jeff Jotts. You can find that on the website, and those are show notes that are the outlines and the notes that I actually use for doing the podcast. So you get some additional information there. I really want to continue to grow this as a community of actors who are working together just simply to make the experience and the journey of being an actor more successful for you. That's the whole reason I'm doing any of this. And listen, I'm all over the place. So wherever you're getting your Podios, your podcast videos, it would mean so much if you could leave a like, if you could share a review, that would be great. A positive review on iTunes really gets the podcast out there to more actors who might find this useful content. So I ask that you maybe consider doing that. Thank you so much. Oh, just a side note, letting you know that future episodes we're going to be doing, I'm really excited. We're going to be reviewing and doing another self-tape evaluation that's coming up. I have an episode about nothing but questions and answers that you've been sending me over the past several weeks, and I'm going to answer them all in a single episode. So that's going to be kind of cool. So there's a lot to look forward to. And you know what? I've been doing this for 3 years, and I feel like, you know, I'm just getting started. So I hope you hang in there with me, and I hope you enjoy today's show. So being open for business, what does that really mean? Well, simply put, it means that you are ready to work. Now, I know post-holiday season, sometimes we're all exhausted. The additional compounding issue of COVID and the new variant has put us all under a great deal of stress. So let's just take a moment and calmly, reflectively take a look at the question. Being open for business just simply means, are you ready for work? So let's take a look at some of those elements, some of those things that really tell us that you are ready for work. Now, question number one, are the tools ready? Now, the tools for an actor, you know what they are, pictures, resumes, your website. Do you have your self-tape studio set up? Now, I have done entire episodes on each of those elements, pictures, resumes, websites, self-tape studio. So we could, you know, just do an entire episode on each one of those. But I just wanted to plant that seed. So for you to just reflect a little bit and say, you know what? I need to kind of make sure I know what my self-tape studio setup is all about. And really putting the equipment together, especially when you're not under any pressure to put a self-tape audition together, set up your space, set up your camera, set up your microphone, your lighting. Now, there are lots of tons of information out there about how to do one successfully, and I have put in several myself. So please do yourself a favor. Look at the archive of some of this material. But the idea is making sure that you are more comfortable and more confident by putting these things in place can really expand your confidence. So also taking a look at your pictures, you know, it's time to take a look and see, when was the last time you had your pictures done? Is it time to get new pictures? Have you changed mentally, physically, emotionally? Those are reasons, in addition to just simply getting older. Those are some really good reasons to take a look about how you want to brand yourself. How do you want to be perceived by others? The same thing with resumes. I've seen a lot of resumes lately that have been retooled, so to speak. The layout is really easy to read. The people that actors have worked with, which is an important element in a resume, looks really, really good. All of that social media information, being able to get a hold of an actor very, very quickly, that's really, really useful. So just taking a look at the resume with fresh eyes can be really important. And then, of course, the website. Do you have information on your website that is easily searched out? I think the biggest question I would want you to answer is that your website is not a fan website. It needs to be a professional actor, professional working actor, ready to work website. So we get all of the pertinent information for your employability. Wow, who came up with that phrase? Oh, I did. I came up with that phrase. Employability. Now, there's also the other question about, are you ready in a personal way, your physical shape? Now, I know I'm not going to do any of the lectures about, you know, I'm seeing all kinds of ads, aren't you, about, you know, losing weight. You're seeing Weight Watchers and gym memberships, and you're seeing all those advertising. You're seeing Nutrisystem, you know, about losing weight. That seems to be a real popular theme for just about everybody in January, new beginnings and all. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking simply about, do you feel physically available for those requests, audition requests that might be coming in? That also means, are you mentally ready? Do you mentally feel comfortable and confident enough to get a script or to get some sides and being able to effectively mentally address those roles that you are being asked to play? That's only a question, honestly, that you can answer. I know that the emotional stress that we've all been under takes its toll in different ways with different actors, but that's a question that I think bears at least taking a look at. So the mental factor, also, of course, obviously the emotional factor. Are you emotionally there and available? And then finally, on that same kind of category about being ready, I don't want to, you know, push any buttons here, but are your relationships in a good place? Are you in a good place with whatever relationships you're dealing with, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's something deeper, more sincere? Are you in sync with each other so that you can find that there is a support system close to you that is encouraging you in a positive way to move forward with your career? So taking a look at relationships, again, I'm not trying to, you know, be a Budinsky, but I am trying to ask the question about those elements that can make a positive influence on your decision about whether you are open for business or not. Now, strictly on the business side of being an actor, the question to ask is the business ready? The business side of your career is equally important to your mental, physical, emotional, and your tools. So there are some top ways to prepare for the job search, and I'm going to mention and suggest a few ideas right away. One is the organization of your office space, literally your space where you do your business, whether it's reading scripts, whether it's, on your computer, doing your social media, your website, it's a desktop that you're using, whatever it might be using. Are those tools in really good shape? So is the organization of your desktop ready to go? Is it feeling like you're in a good place with that? In addition to that, on your computer, we need to talk about your database. Do you have a database of people that you've worked with? Do you have a database of agents and managers that you might be looking out for in terms of representation? What kind of calendar are you using? I think a calendar is really important, whether it's the old style, you know, analog piece of paper that you are flipping through, the little book deal that you're the organizer, or is it online? Are you using Google Calendar, for example, for scheduling out your life as an actor? Suffice it to say that you need to have one of those things in place, I think, in order to be in a place to feel ready. Now, additionally, I think that there are some job resources that I want to throw out there to you that you can tap on right now to feel like not only are you open for business, but you're actively doing a job search, that you're actually seeking out those kinds of job opportunities that you might be right for. And we could do entire episodes on each one of these, but I'm just going to mention just a few of them for you, just to kind of get you stimulated, I hope, get you kind of excited about some of the opportunities and where to find them. That's the most important thing. That's a big question I get asked a lot. One is Backstage.com. Backstage, all one word, .com. I really like what Backstage is doing. It is a legitimate place for you to see actively what producers, what casting is taking place, what productions are in place, whether it's theater, whether it's film, whether it's television, voiceover, you can find a lot of information about those projects that are taking place. Backstage.com is an excellent resource. Now, I know I've mentioned this one before, but I'll mention it again, Actors Access. If you're not on Actors Access, please do yourself a favor. Go to actorsaccess.com. It's free. You can sign up. You can upload your picture. There's a service that will that you can upload your resume. But let me just kind of qualify that. You just don't upload your resume. It's kind of tedious, I have to say. And that is you take elements from your resume and put it into their database structure. It's a pain in the ass, let me tell you. It'll take time. But the more time you spend on it, the better off you are. Follow what they want from you. It's not just a matter of being being able to upload a PDF of your resume. You really have to put it into the specific categories that they are requesting. And I wanted to mention that. I think it's really valuable for you to take your time and do it right. But they'll upload your pictures. And that way you can be available for when those projects that you're right for come through. You can apply, you can upload your demo reel, you can seek out information from casting directors about projects. And if casting directors want actors to submit themselves, this is a great place that they make those requests for you to submit. So Actors Access is excellent. There's a relatively new one that I don't know that much about, but I did a little bit of research on. It's called auditionsfree.com. Auditionsfree, all one word, .com. I like this website a lot. Now, there's a lot of advertising on this particular website, so kind of be careful about, you know, classes and seminars and teachers and things that you have to pay for. You know, you might just be really well advised to overlook some of those kinds of requests. But nevertheless, auditionsfree.com really has a nice listing of those job opportunities. And I think that they're making significant effort to letting you know about those kinds of jobs that you can submit for. And then finally, for all my international friends, as well as those in the United States, Mandy.com, Mandy, Mandy.com. It's great. It has international listings. So if you're in a different country, if you're in Canada or Mexico, or, you know, I've got a whole bunch of really cool actors in Australia and Germany and Sweden and Great Britain. It's so cool, right? But go to Mandy.com because you'll see some of those listings in some of those areas of the world that might have job opportunities that you are right for. Okay, so that covers the web side of things, just in terms of finding job opportunities. And I'm glad to answer that because I get that question a lot. But let's move on to the next way that you should consider getting organized in order to be open for business. And that is, what classes, what seminars, what workshops are you looking at to stay fresh, to stay current with your talent? Challenge yourself with those classes that you might feel a little, I don't know, sometimes there's a lack of confidence about some of that film and television work. Well, you know what? Taking a class on how to audition for film and television is easy to find. A lot of these things are taking place online. I'm not going to give you an entire list of those things today, but I want to plant the seed about, once you kind of set some goals and some classes and some seminars and some workshops, you're going to feel much more focused on you being open for business. Now, in addition to the classes for your talent, I'm suggesting that you might also consider classes and seminars and workshops for your business. Here's one. How about a quick seminar on accounting practices for creative, artistic people? Did you ever think of that? Being an independent contractor as an actor, it might be a really good idea to know what the tax laws are for those independent contractors. You might be interested in marketing techniques for creative people. That's a great kind of class or seminar to get you excited and perhaps really get you some more information about the best way to market your being open for business. So those are just a couple of ideas, but there's myriad, ooh, good word, classes and seminars and workshops that you might want to consider that can be really quite helpful for your career. So what am I saying? I guess what I'm really saying is being open for business means that you are putting the energy out there, whether it's classes and seminars and signing up for getting job leads. All of those things can be happening for yourself, but it's also about letting everyone else in your community, in your family, in your relationships, letting everybody know that you are now open for business. There's something about planting that seed in those folks that help you stay motivated. Now, you also need to consider promotions. And promotions in terms of promoting yourself, the work that you've done in the past, and how that might apply to those jobs in the future. Now, that not only applies to when you're auditioning for some of these projects, but that being able to establish that level of credibility for yourself can go a long, long way. And the way you do that is by promoting yourself. That can be social media, for example. Now, I am not trying to layer and heap more stuff for you to do. Because you know what? I did a podcast on cost factor, and everything has a cost factor. So, you know, staying fresh on your Facebook page costs you some time that perhaps might not be as fruitful as other areas that we've talked about today. But there's also a way that you can consider resources that are out there that can be used to your benefit. Here's an example. Have you considered maintaining or getting back in touch with those people that you've worked with? Whether it's colleagues, peers, other actors that you've worked with, perhaps it's past clients like producers or artistic directors or directors that you might have done projects with in the past. If you're getting back to school or maybe you're just out of school, this would be a great time to write a note to one of the directors that you particularly liked while you were in school or in training. It's just kind of getting that energy out there to others to let them know that you're still out there, that you're around and you are open for business. That's what this is all about. Another thing I'd like to share with you is that in my experience as a casting director, I'm seeing a lot of talent agencies and managers move in different directions. And this can have important implications for your career. What I mean by that, a lot of agents are closing their doors. Smaller boutique agencies or even mid-sized agencies are either changing their name, they're splintering off, they're opening new agencies. There's all kinds of shifts in the paradigm before COVID. Now, what does that mean? That means you need to have your ear to those railroad tracks so you can decide what direction you can go into by perhaps making yourself available to those new agencies. Those new agencies might be looking for new, fresh talent. And guess what? You're there. Wouldn't that be a cool idea? In addition to that, there are new casting directors on the scene. There are new theater projects that are taking place all the time. There's also new programming happening all the time in the television arena. All of these streaming services. So deciding that you're going to just do research on what is out there right now that is kind of new. What's happening that is new can really stimulate your and motivate, can really stimulate and motivate you into finding out some new opportunities that are there. So being open for business, it simply means that you feel ready. It's important that you feel ready. Whether you are ready or not is not as important as whether you feel you're ready. And with that in mind, just know that a proper mindset is everything. And as long as you have some life, work, logistics, and you've worked that out for any possibilities that might come up in acting, here's an example. If you audition for a regional theater, are you going to have to quit a part-time job? Do family members know that you might be leaving for a brief period of time to do a show or to go out on location to shoot a film? There are life logistics that need to actually be thought through as well. I can't tell you how many times we've had to do last-minute replacements of actors because of new jobs, and that means we are scrambling sometimes to find actors that are available that are right for the role in these other ways. So you need to make sure you have those logistics worked out. Many professional actors literally have a bag packed should the phone ring and a new opportunity present itself. Backup plans are not signs of defeat, by the way. If none of these things that we've talked about today feel right or are working out for you, I need you to understand that having plans in place and then falling back on some backup plans, you know what? That's not a sign of defeat. It really isn't. It's just a new direction that you need to consider. Make sense? So it might be a good idea to look at this new year in this way. that you have a plan in place, but you also have the ability to change that plan whenever it suits you. That means you're in control. So rather than resolve and have a New Year's resolution to do this or become that, why not embrace the choices you have in front of you toward the best options so you can say, I am open for business. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.